Greetings. It is December 19th in our nation's capital.
Yeah.
In the D.C. air. It's also December 19th where you are.
Over there.
Over there in perfect California.
We're just in perfect California.
Stephanie.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. Hi. Good day, I mean.
Yeah, well, it's morning for you.
It's afternoon
for us over, you
know.
Truth
be told,
here.
I'm still wearing those see-through pajamas I told you about earlier today.
Yeah, because she's got men working in her yard or on her driveway or whatever. And she told me, she's like, oh my God, I'm wearing see-through pajamas.
Well, I didn't realize that they're like men's style pajamas.
Uh-huh.
And they're really lightweight, and because I'm such a hot flash monster,
yeah.
I like to have a little something, because when I throw the covers off completely, then I don't totally freeze.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isn't it
after
fun
the hot
being
flash?
A menopausal woman?
It really is.
Or
but anyway, needless to say, a tank top will be put on
next
time there's yard work. And hey, I wasn't close enough for them to see, but it is slightly mortifying.
Right. That's so funny.
Needless to say, it is slightly mortifying. All right. Whoa.
Well, wait.
A lot of stuff going on.
There is, but before we get started, this is our last show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just put this out there. First of all, thank you for everybody who supports the show, everybody who listens to the show. We are so grateful for you. We love what we do, and we have so much fun doing it. And also, we would love for anybody listening, you can become a supporter of the show. You can become a monthly subscriber at patreon.com/startmeup. You could do $1 a month. You could do $5 a month, which gets you into our closed segment called End Another Thing.
Yes.
Which we didn't do when Kristen Johnston was on, only because you weren't there. So we didn't have one for the last show, but
that was such a killer interview, P.S.
Thank you. That was
anyway.
A fun interview. But you know, the End Another Thing is just us continuing and talking about, sometimes we get a little juicy, sometimes we talk about various subjects. Anyway, you can subscribe for any dollar amount if you want to support us. And also tell your friends, you know, if you like a show, you can post it on social media, but just tell a friend about it, because we're just trying to grow. We're not the hugest show, and we're not trying to be, but it's always nice to grow, and we have been growing. So support us and tell your friends. So there you go.
Thank you. I agree.
Yes, and there is so much going on. Oh, my God. Where do you even want to start?
How do we... I'm surprised I'm not, like, using a walker... and like completely white haired. I feel like I have aged like a dog in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. Sometimes like I wake up and I have, I don't want to say a sense of dread weighing on me, but there's anxiety mm-hmm. because we need this to end so fast. I mean, when you look at, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night because of course I couldn't sleep. And so what did I do? Guess. I opened up my phone,
of
and
course,
I saw that,
that,
you know,
or at least that's what I do.
Right. Which my husband's like, you shouldn't do that. Go have a cup of warm milk. And I'm like, shut up. But Chris Cuomo's got the signed letter of intent between Trump and Russia. That was after I went to bed at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. 9:30. I like signed off. Okay. And then that happened.
And then Giuliani says that it's meaningless.
And then Giuliani says that it's meaningless, but that was after he said that it was never signed by
yes,
Trump.
Yes, right.
Like they lie and then they lie on top mm-hmm. of their lies. And I mean, of course I can take more because I'm down.
Right.
I'm down until it's over. But I'd like to not have to take more. is my
Well, you
point.
Know what the really sad part about all of this is? We've got... And I mean, truly sad. We've got all this Russia scandal, crazy president, lying Republicans, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important thing we're up against right now is climate. And if we cannot save our climate, none of this matters. Beto right. running, Kamala Harris running, all of them does not matter. Right. So it's like, that's the thing that scares me. And I don't, you know, I mean, we are in a hurry, and I don't know what's going to happen. And you're absolutely right about stress, because it, you know, it gets, I was talking to Bob last night and I was saying, you know, the things that were, you know, the climate, it's not something that I think about 24/7. It's not, you know, I mean, I'm more tuned in to what I'm seeing online. So what I'm seeing online is what I had just said, you know, the Russia stuff, the Mueller stuff, all of that. but the climate is always there, and that always worries me. And then all the other stuff is just on top of it, whether it's mm-hmm. misogyny or, you know, this article, more than 80 ethics complaints against Brett Kavanaugh were dismissed because he's a justice. So right. he gets to basically be accused of by a credible woman of rape. He has a belligerent tantrum in front of, you know, at his hearing. And
it's all good.
Yeah. And what every person in this young person, you know, young boys and girls included, are learning is that, hey, you could get away with rape. You can get away with writing all kinds of, you know, veiled, you know, I don't even know what it is, but stuff in the yearbook that was supposed to be veiled. But everybody knew what it meant when you know, all those things that those boys wrote or those students wrote about, you know, getting drunk and basically raping women and gang raping women. We're learning that that's all okay. And if and that it's, you know, if you're crooked and you're a liar and you rape people, you can become president, you can become a justice of the Supreme Court. I mean, all of that is, you know, we get some wins when Mueller, you know, indicts someone or when information comes out about them, but they're just a little bit. They're not big wins. The biggest win we've gotten so far is the blue wave. But, you know, it's like I was saying last night, it just weighs on you, and it causes if you're feeling insecure about something, it makes you more insecure about something. If you're feeling sad, it makes you more.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. I want to talk about the climate thing for just one more second. Because you know, what's going to happen is if we don't immediately start trying to, you know, stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
There will be, you know, famine,
mm-hmm.
Wars being fought because of famine. The climate has repercussions in every aspect of human life. It really, truly does.
Well, famine and also not enough water.
Correct.
Wars over
Absolutely.
Water.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. I mean, and I think that, you know, that's really real, and people are facing that right now as a result of climate change. I mean, we see that mm-hmm. in Africa. We've seen that in other parts of the world, in India. I mean, that it's over. It's over for certain huge portions of world population. Mm-hmm. If we don't focus our attention on this and start paying attention to science, it is these people on the right who are climate deniers and say, oh, it's the snowiest winter. They don't get how the science works. They haven't taken a moment to actually pay attention to that because they're blind by their desire
it's not weather,
accumulate
it's climate.
More wealth and power. Exactly. And so, so I think though that we do need to focus on climate in concert with electing more, you know, Democrats,
mm-hmm.
because the Democrats believe in climate change and they believe in science and they're going to start, implementing, I don't even know what else to call it, but reinstate regulations. You know, Trump said yesterday, there's no future for electric cars. Like this kind of stupidity needs to be removed from worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's up to us as the, you know, the leader of the free world or once leader of the free world. I don't even know if that's really where we stand anymore.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Really.
So I think 2020, all eyes on 2020.
Yeah.
I can take the anxiety and the insecurity that all of this crazy administration has caused in my life. But the activism is going to be on 11, you know.
Yeah.
Like it hasn't been for the last couple
right.
of years and even prior. But now it's like this is do or die, mm-hmm. literally.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, this is going to be a fascinating year because, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have the Democrats coming out saying, I'm running. And it's already going to be starting. And I only say unfortunately because I am not looking forward to the infighting that will occur. And it's going to be very difficult. The last election was incredibly difficult for me. It was emotionally draining. I'm not the only one, obviously, but it was awful. And, you know, I mean, I'm certainly not you know, the kind of person that's going to be called on to MSNBC. And frankly, I don't want to be to, you know, to talk and be a talking head about news. But I have my little thing carved out on the internet. I write about politics. We podcast about politics. So it is what I do. It is, you know, where my interests lie and what I basically do for a living. So therefore, I have to pay attention and I have to see what other people are saying. And I have to, you know, deal with all of the unpleasantness that's going to come up. I mean, I know in 2008, it was very ugly between Hillary and Obama. But it was nothing like last year, because last year we had, or last election, because we had to deal with Russian influence or Russian attack. So, and we're going to have to deal with it again. They're still attacking us. They're still putting all of these, you know, Democrat, because it's not just Democratic, but like anti-Democrat sentiments in there about Democrats specifically. And so, you know, it's like they're basically getting people, and it's not just, you know, it's not, it's the idea of there's those purists. They're catering to the purists and making them feel justified. You know, I can't help but think of a few people that I knew who voted for Jill Stein, and they were so proud. And I just, you know, I have a feeling if they've been paying attention and noticed that she was at that dinner with Flynn, that she's spending all the money that she asked for after the election for the recount on her legal fees and other things, what they would have to say. Sadly, I have a feeling so many of them would just still parrot the Russian talking points and say that, you know, people like me are being ridiculous to think she's a fraud, which she's a fucking major fraud. I hate Jill Stein. But and she blocked me on Twitter because I called her a fraud. And I say that if you want to become president of the United States, you shouldn't be blocking anybody. You know, you should either, if you don't want to deal with them, just mute them. But the idea is you want to win everybody over. So if you have critics, the goal would be to win those critics over instead of blocking them. It's just a fraud. But yeah, I mean, it's just it's this is going to be an interesting year because. You know, now the Democrats are going to be in power in the House, and we're going to see a lot different landscape when it comes to Trump and Russia and people getting subpoenaed and people having to answer for what they lied for before. And it's going to be fascinating. But I do want to just jump back to the climate thing. You had said something like all these, you know, MAGAs, right wingers, whatever, who are denying climate change, climate crisis. Definitely that's important, and that needs to be, you know, talked about. But what we also need to talk about are all the liberals who don't read climate articles, who don't share climate articles, who don't talk about the climate. We're not hearing about it all the time on NBC, MSNBC. We're hearing about, you know, the Russia scandal, and we need to hear about that, but they're not really focusing on it. And the you know, my mother used to write about it, and she would complain, no one ever reads climate articles. And it was funny because I don't know what year it was, but it was before I met Bob. I had seen him around on the internet, Bob Seska. And, you know, he posted something once, and he said something like, you know, climate articles never are never read, but damn it, I'm going to keep writing them. And I remember I pointed that out to my mother, and I'm like, look, you're not the only one who complains about this. Liberals don't fucking pay attention to the climate to the degree that they should. You know, they don't read the articles. They're not sharing the articles. It's kind of the same with the Equal Rights Amendment. I can write about the Equal Rights Amendment, but, you know, it gets a few likes, it gets a few comments, and then move on. This is a huge fucking big deal. Gender equality in the Constitution is a big deal. You know, right. So I think that I wish that... sometimes liberals would be a little bit more. I know I'm jumping all over here. I just wanted to run back to that.
That's what our life is. That's what it is. I have, like, I'm surprised I don't have a nonstop twitch after all of this. This has been insane. You know, I want to say one of the things that just to jump around a little bit further, we have to talk about how human beings treat other human beings in this country right now. You watch kids. I mean, how many videos have you seen of, you know, kids harassing other kids based on race, beating them up because one wears a hijab or because one is black or because one is Latino or one is, you know, it is the ugliest shit I have ever seen when kids prey on other kids. Mm-hmm. Because how can you be that young and have that much hate in your heart? And what that goes back to is that is taught, that is nurture at its absolute worst, because they're learning that from someone in their environment, most likely a parent. That's the only thing, you know, it goes back to. I look at my kids and I watch the way they behave. And when someone says, oh, your daughter did that, that is all you. And it's something lovely. I'm like, okay, God, at least I'm not doing any real damage.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting evil, disgusting thoughts in their heads.
Yeah.
And so you look at these families that are being separated at our borders, people who are seeking asylum, people who are running for their lives. And I can tell you right now that that is a fact. Mm-hmm. That is why people take their children, their 7-year-old daughters, on 3-week journeys up to the United States, because their lives are in danger. Mm-hmm. And when anybody tries to reduce it to anything other than that, it's hatred and racism that's just being espoused at every turn. The Tucker Carlsons, the Trumps, the Kirstjen Nielsens, these people, the Stephen Millers with his spray on chia pet pube hair. I mean, these people all they stand for is hatred. Mm-hmm. That's where that is coming from. And that's the thing that makes me the craziest more than anything, because it's been normalized.
Yeah.
And, and it starts from the top, and he's given license to all of these people to come out and just fly their hate flags. And that's what they're doing. You know, I have to say one other thing, if you don't mind. I'm kind of on a tear right now. Do you mind?
No.
Go ahead. So my husband, Zach, he's an environmental attorney. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he, you know, he represents clients and makes sure that they're not doing damage to the earth and that they operate within guidelines so that, they actually leave things cleaner than when they showed up in the first place. Right.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Right.
But we went to a fundraiser over the summer for KIND, which is Kids in Need of Defense.
Yes.
And it's okay. And it was at this chef who, he's a Chez Panisse chef. You know, Chez Panisse is a big world famous Alice Waters owned restaurant here in Berkeley. And my husband was kind of fanboying. His name is Cal something. I don't even know, but he wrote this really great, like the 10 basics you need for cooking cookbook. Mm-hmm. And it was at Cal's house. Hmm. And so we go to this cool house in Berkeley that's like all, you know, funkified. And it was just exactly what you would imagine. And there was a KIND representative there, and that's where all the money was going. So there was beautiful art, like, you know, family, you know, keep families together sort of oriented art that people were buying, and there was food. And this woman got up and spoke, and she was talking about the reality of children who come to this country who are separated from their parents, or they're unaccompanied minors and they have no legal representation. And you saw the little 2-year-old girl or the 5-year-old girl who was supposed to sign her name. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like that shit is real. Okay. Well, Zach goes and throws his hat in the ring and says, I'm going to do some pro bono work. Hmm. And a couple of his colleagues who speak Spanish, they were assigned a girl who was forced to flee her town in Mexico because her father was a member of the drug cartel in that town or city. Her life was in danger because I think, you know, she was probably being outspoken against the cartel or something, but someone from the cartel put a gun in her back and said, leave town now or we're going to kill you.
Oh my God.
And we're going to kill your family. And so Zach ended up representing this girl, who has an uncle who's a naturalized citizen here in California. The uncle happens to be the brother of her drug cartel father, with whom she has no more contact, and the uncle has no contact. So the uncle stands up, and Zach facilitated her uncle taking guardianship of her because she's now 17 years old. Hmm. And she has temporary resident status in California as of Monday. And all that has to happen now is paperwork is being filed, and she will be a legal resident of the state of California. And wow. I know. And so I'm getting teary because, you know, that's one person.
Yeah.
And how many thousands of others are still in these camps, these concentration camps for children where it's cold, where it's where they're not getting their basic needs met. They're dying. And then there are thousands more people sitting on the cold ground with their children who aren't being fed properly, who don't have warmth, and who are being held in detention, essentially not being processed as a punishment because they're brown. And that's what America is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, what are we going to do?
It's the worst part of America. Obviously, it's not all of us, but it's enough of us.
No,
it's not that it's enough of us. It's that enough people are in power to keep this alive. And we have to change that. Because it isn't representative of the majority of Americans, you know, but it is representative of us as a whole.
Well, it's the White House. It's the administration.
Yeah.
It's the government that's in power. That's who represents. And so that's us by default.
Yeah, it is us. And so it's just, you know, I mean, I hate.
And I don't mean to get you down.
No. But there's a lot of things to get us down. There are so many horrible things that are happening. And, you know, I mean, one of my fears is that Trump will never actually pay. I mean, you know, I watch, even though I don't really like to, it's just the time as I make my dinner, I turn on MSNBC, and that's when Chris Matthews is on. And he's said a couple of nights in the row, he's been putting it out there that, you know, Trump could angle it where, I don't know that he's going to do this, but, you know, he's floating the idea that Trump could resign, but he would resign as long as his children and he can get away with nothing, you know, get away with everything and not have to do any punishment. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't like that. I don't want him in the Oval Office, although I will say that if Trump is out of the Oval Office, it doesn't mean everything is fine. You know, I mean, it's like there's still so much. The Russians have gotten to so many, you know, the NRA, so many Republicans. It's not just the Russians. It's a combination of the Russians. It's a combination of what Trump has already started, what was happening before Trump ever even came into the picture with the Tea Party and all of that. So Trump is just one part of it. Trump is a symptom of a much bigger problem.
Right.
So
he gave license to unleash the beast, or I should say him being at the helm has allowed all of these other people who have probably felt this way for years and years and years, just, you know, it allows them to come clean. But there, it also, what it's also shining a light on is how many people must be compromised.
Yeah.
You look at the Lindsey Grahams and the Mitch McConnells of the world. These people have got to be filthy. I think Mike Pence sat there like a corpse with his eyes closed in that meeting with Chuck and Nancy last week, because he was having an out of body experience because he knows he's toast. That's what I think. That's how
I
read that.
I will say that he's under the delusion that Jesus has his back. So I'm really not sure where his head is. You know, I try all the time to get into the psychology of Trump, and, you know, therefore also, you know, we're talking about Mike Pence, so him too. But yeah, I want to talk about that, but I want to finish the idea that now I'm losing everything. But Trump, I think, you know, his mindset is he's aware of what he's not supposed to talk about. So therefore he knows what's going on. He knows what he's done wrong. He knows what he's not supposed to talk about. He does have, you know, the ability to differentiate just, you know, blabbing and saying a bunch of shit, because people say he has no filter, but he does have a filter because, you know, he knows what not to say. He knows to protect Putin. He knows to protect, you know, the people who are giving him money in Saudi Arabia. So I don't know. I just, you know, it's like, it's all of this is just like, blah, 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 it's going through my head. And I feel like the only thing that we can really do is really pay attention and not allow I think the most important thing for Democrats in 2020, and I'm just, again, still just jumping all around, but I think the most important thing is to not allow either Russians or whoever, Bernie Sanders or whatever candidate is out there, to divide. We you know, we have to recognize that we can't allow our emotions to drive us. We're going to have our emotions when it comes to what's happening. You know, people in cages, children in cages, and all the other atrocities that's going that are, you know, happening because of this administration. Those make us emotional, and we have passionate feelings about it, and we feel like this particular candidate is going to do the best job. But we also have to remember that the president can only do so much. It comes down to Congress, writing legislation, passing legislation. The president doesn't do that. So as you know, much love as you're going to have for whatever candidate, which I don't think it should be love. I think it should be admiration for what their goals are. But for whatever you feel for them, they're not the end all. And so we have to go with a person who the Democratic Party picks, period, even if we don't like them. We just right. have to suck it up.
And we have to continue to say that. That's got to be our message moving forward.
Yeah, and this
regardless.
Whole corporatist
we have to drill
bullshit.
That into people's heads.
There is a corporatist environment out there, and Democrats definitely fall, you know, under it. But it is the environment we are working in right now. In order to change that, we have to have elected officials create legislation to change that. It's mm-hmm. never going to be Republicans. So you right. can't yell at a Democrat for taking money because they need to win. Mm-hmm. It's like it's saying go to this fight, you know, with one hand behind your back and armed with a butter knife. You're going to a gunfight with just a butter knife with one hand. That's what you're asking a Democrat to do when you're screaming at them that they're a corporatist. And it's like obviously when Big Pharma pays a candidate money or gives a candidate a certain amount of money, that candidate is going to feel a certain amount of, okay, well, I have to please them. We got to get that out of politics. We're not going to get that out of politics with Republicans. We're just not. They're going to keep that in there. They're going to ignore it. They love it. That's what they want. Democrats are the only ones who are going to do it. But while it's in place, we're going to have to play by those rules or we're going to lose. You know, and not every candidate has the ability to, you know, stir, like to do what Beto did, to do what Bernie did in 2016, to you know, although Bernie has, I think, taken NRA money or something from the NRA. But I don't want to go on record of saying this because I could be wrong. I saw somebody slamming him for taking NRA money. But the thing is it's like there's no perfection in politics. There's no perfection in humanity. It's just we're doing the best we can. So it's like, yes, throughout the season, we're going to have to find ways to fight the disinformation campaign that this is going to bring me to something else that has been going on for I don't even know how long. I mean, we know about it from the 2016, but I don't know if you know, but Casey Hunt from NBC just made an announcement. And this is what she said on her Facebook page. She said, "I'm deleting my Facebook account. I've been thinking about this for quite some time as story after story has been written about how the people who own this platform use information we voluntarily give them in the pursuit of maintaining friendships and connections. Unfortunately, I simply don't trust them anymore. I won't be staying on the platform in 2019. Obviously, many people know I know work or have worked for Facebook. I know that all the good people who do are working to hold the company to a higher standard. To anyone, and this is the most important part, to anyone who uses this as a place to get news, I urge you don't at all. It is bad for your brain, divides you from your neighbors, and it's worse for democracy. Read the paper, watch the news, or read websites where people are paid not to make mistakes and hold themselves to a publisher's higher standard." So, I mean, she just goes on to say, if you need to reach me,
blah, blah, blah.
I deleted
my account last Friday.
You did?
Yep.
Well, I still have my like page, and I'm going to be honest. The reason that I keep that, it's two reasons. It's because I do want to put good information out there, But, you know, I lost my profile in October. And, mm-hmm. and even though I wasn't making tons and tons of money as a blogger and utilizing Facebook to post the blogs that I wrote, it was still money that I was making and I lost. So now I've started my Patreon. I've got this, you know, Patreon. We've got this Start Me Up Patreon page. And then I have my other one, which is politics, sex, and body image. And I'm just trying to build that. And Facebook is a way for me to do that. I mean, if I could get my profile back, I could get a little bit more support on what I'm doing. But then that would end. And then I would pretty much want to delete my account, too. Because, you know, just saw at the USA Today says Facebook let Netflix and Spotify read users' private messages. And that's from the New York Times.
Right. And delete them, it said. Like, wow. they were sorting through your shit.
I'm done. Yeah.
I'm done.
I know.
I swear to God.
It's just unbelievable how they are so arrogant.
Something floating around Twitter that it was a chat with Mark Zuckerberg when he was 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
Hey, if you ever need to know anything about anyone at Harvard, I've got over 4,000 emails, pictures, blah, blah, blah. How'd you get that stuff? I don't know. People just trust me. Dumb fucks.
Yeah.
That's what he wrote. That's and wow. with his little. Yeah. So that's the guy. Now,
yeah, the guy who stole it.
19 is different from 29 is different from 39 is different. You know, obviously maturity happens.
Yeah.
And development happens. But still. It's no good. So, and I just wish I wasn't so dependent on Twitter. Gosh darn it.
Well, I don't mind Twitter. I kind of like Twitter. We're going to have to start wrapping up though. And then we're going to go
let's say something positive.
I know. I was just going to say we should end on something positive. One thing I'm going to say is, hopefully this will happen, but, I'm working with some people with Alyssa Milano, and then hopefully some more people to get the word out about the ERA in 2019. So this is all at the very beginning stages, and I'm not sure exactly how this is all going to pan out, but there is a plan to get an information campaign going for the ERA, and all we need is one more state. And that is looking like it could be Virginia. And once that happens, immediately there will be all kinds of lawsuits, but there are lawyers waiting in the wings, ready to go. So that's a battle that I am looking forward to, even though it will be bloody and awful, but it's a step in the right direction. And I'm just grateful that I get to be a part of that, at least with the information part, you know, working with other people and putting the word out for the Equal Rights Amendment, because it's one of the things that really got me going with women's rights. And that was in 2012 when I learned that it wasn't in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So that's one good positive thing. And then also I want you to say one positive thing. And then before we go, I want to talk about that lovely Willow Grove.
Right. One positive thing.
For the new year.
I think the positive, here's the one positive thing. I think that I think Trump and company are going down.
Yeah.
And I think that all of the hard work and all of the resisting, you know, that's a part that is vernacular now, right? That's mm-hmm. like what, and we're a part of this huge movement that stands for equality and civil rights and peace and, decency, right? And hopefully restoring all of those things to our American society, because it's severely lacking all of that stuff. So mm-hmm. I think what's super positive is hard work has been done on the part of the resistors. I think good stuff is coming as a result of that. I think, you know, the right people are in power, and you know, we've got 2 weeks before the Democrats take over in Congress, and pop the popcorn, get it ready now.
That is something that is so exciting. It's so right. exciting to know that the House is going to just be holding them accountable and it's just going to be subpoenas all over the place. And also, right. I think another, I just want to add one of these positive things is that finally, mainstream media is, I mean, yesterday we heard that judge talking to Mike Flynn, using the word treason. Yes, he walked, mm-hmm. he walked what he said back, but still, MSN or mainstream media is pretty much just calling it what it is now. There's no more tiptoeing around what Trump is doing. They are saying what he did was, you know, basically collude with Russia. They're, you know, they have proof of obstruction on camera. They've had it ever since he spoke to Lester Holt. But it's becoming obvious now. And it's not something that people are shying away from because they're afraid that they're going to look hysterical. So mm-hmm. or, you know, or jumping or like conspiracy theorists. So I am very grateful to see mainstream media finally. I mean, I understand that they wanted to be cautious because they didn't want to put something out there that wasn't true. Even though it was quite obvious to everybody, we didn't have proof. Now we've got some proof. Now we've got, you know, Michael Flynn. We've got all kinds of juicy tidbits. And, you know, the idea that Michael Flynn, we had, I think I meant to say Cohen, but the fact that Flynn talked so much, so did Cohen, to the FBI, and then they suggested no prison time. That's a big, huge deal. That's telling us that he basically handed Trump over to them.
Yeah, but he's still trying to play both sides.
Yeah, of course he is. Of course he is. I mean, but you know what? What does Mueller have, though? Mueller has everything.
I can't wait to find out. He has everything. It better be good because I want him to do time.
Yeah.
I mean, lock him up.
Yeah. He needs to do time. And the nice thing is the judge gets to decide that. So it would really be nice to see. All right. So you know what?
Okay.
Let's go into
positive.
We're
going in the right direction.
Yes,
right?
We are.
And then let's get positive about how Willow Grove has saved me. On so many levels. I'm not kidding, Kimberly. I've got the folks at Willow Grove make the most beautiful, natural, organic, incredible body lotions and potions and eye pillows.
That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the lotion, and I just want to interrupt you because, you know, we did a spot for this a few weeks ago. And since then, I've had an opportunity to use more of their products. And
yes.
I started using the lotion, and it's called Looking for Lavender Lotion.
And it rubs the lotion on itself. and it does this whichever it's told by Willow Grove.
And that's the truth.
Am I right?
And that's the truth.
Ugh.
The thing about this lotion, and I'm not even kidding you, I fucking love it. It's mm-hmm. And sorry, Willow Grove, for... profanity, but I really love it, and this is why. Not only does it smell great, it smells great. If you like lavender, it's got essential oil, so it just smells so wonderful and calming. But it doesn't have any parabens. It's all organic. And what I noticed when I started using it is my skin was really soft. Even Bob kept saying, "Your skin is so soft," and it like legitimately is. And on top of it, at least initially when I apply it, you know, I put it all over, but when it's on my chest, I see like a glow. It's not, it's like a sheen. It's not sparkles or anything like that, but it's just,
you
want
to know why?
Hmm.
Cause it's aloe vera based.
Oh, that's why.
It blends into your skin. It doesn't leave you feeling greasy. Like
it doesn't at all.
Turkey.
It's really, I'm not even kidding. It's the best lotion I have ever used. And
that's true.
It's just remarkable. And I put lotion
so
on
clean.
Every day.
Me too. All over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be more pleasant, but now, in terms of, but this is good. The vegan plant-based soaps, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like I've got
the citrus.
I know. And I've got one in the soap dish in our laundry room, like kind of utility bathroom that's right next to the kitchen. You walk in and you get the whiff of,
yeah.
Right now we have the citrus bar. It just like you walk into the room and it's like, oh my God.
It smells clean.
This isn't a utility bathroom.
I think the
someone
best
just fit. Didn't take a dump in here. what am I smelling? This is
I think
amazing.
The best part about it though, especially as I age, I don't want lotions that have, You know, I used to use all the store-bought lotions and stuff like that, and I just want stuff that's paraben-free now because
basically, you know,
you get these kind of ingredients in, you know, parabens and xenoestrogens, and they mess with your hormones. And I've learned that I need to avoid that now. So I much prefer using organic products that are, you know, plant-based and that are good for you, because when you put it on your skin, you're putting it into your body. So
that's right.
That's just something to keep in mind.
And I got to give a shout out again for the eye pillows. Okay.
Let me tell you, eye pillows are great.
I have a hard time sleeping. It's, you know, I lay down and I totally like log off of everything. I turn the lights off. I get under the covers and then I take my lavender eye pillow. And they come in four different scents. You can have lavender, mint, which is great for headaches.
Yeah.
They have a eucalyptus, and then they have a sleepy time. I put the lavender on my eyes. I lay there. It's made with organic flaxseed. So it just feels good on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fall asleep with it, and then I find it later. And if I wake up in the night, I just pop it right back on my eyes.
Yeah, I always like to do it after I work out. It seems like when I work out, I push myself really hard, and then I just kind of lay down for a little bit, just like, you know, 5-10 minutes. I put that on my eyes and it's just so calming because I have the lavender one. So calming. So these are great. It's like great for Christmas. Perfect stocking stuffers.
Totally.
And seriously, I cannot say enough good things about this lotion. I'm being honest. Absolutely. I love this lotion. Next up is
good.
I want
it's
this.
It's all good stuff.
I want the, right now I'm doing the Looking for Lavender, but the next up I'm getting Citrus Sensations. So there you go. So what's the code that they have to use if you want to get
a
discount?
So first of all, you go to the willowgrove.com website and you enter, you put all your lotion in the basket and you enter the code SMU, start me up, 2018, SMU 2018, you get 15% off all of their products. It's a $5 flat rate for shipping on orders of under $50. But if you spend over 50, it's free shipping in the continental U.S. This is a family-owned business. These people are incredible. They're lovely. They've become our friends of ours, you know, like just through this whole experience, and they're good people with the right intentions, and they're going to take care of you.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
All right. Well, I guess that's going to be it for our last show of the year. And I, again, thank you everybody for sticking with us. In the new year, we're going to be interviewing and talking to Molly Jung Fast, Jen Kirkman, comedian. She's so funny. And Molly Jung Fast, in case you don't know, is an author. She's been on the show before. Charlotte Clymer is going to come on in January. So we've got a lot of interesting people and subjects to talk about. And I hope you'll stay with us. So thank you so much. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And happy everything else.
And everything.
Yes.
TheWillowGrove.com.